Now, what do you want to talk about? About the super practice, huh? About the loathsomeness of the body, huh? Now this body is something nice, something adorable, something beautiful, yeah. Whatever we put into, you know, it's nice, smells nice, tastes nice, whatever comes out, you know, has one color, one smell, yeah. Coach it, yeah. I mean, this body turns everything that is nice, beautiful, you know, and smells nice, into something that is disgusting. Huh? Don't you see it? Huh? The food that goes in, you know, comes out, you know, you don't even want to touch it anymore. Yeah? You don't want to smell it. You don't want to taste it anymore. Huh? If this body is something so beautiful, you know, I mean, we should adore it, you know, whatever comes out, you know, we should, you know, adore it as well, but we don't. The water comes out as piss, yeah? We don't like to drink it again, oh? Yeah? Some people drink it, you know, as a medicine when they're sick. Yeah? But, yeah, no, normally, I mean, the sweat, it's nice, yeah, smells nice. Homdi, smells nice, That's it, you know, that's the body, you know, Why do we need to, you know, wash our shirt every day, I mean, when we put it out of the drawer, you know, it smells nice from the detergent we use, yeah? We take it on, we put it on our body, you know, for a day, you know, and then it smells disgusting. And put it back in the washing machine, huh? It's this body, you know, whatever comes out of this body is disgusting, yeah? Whatever goes in is nice, yeah? And that's where greed and hatred come from, yeah? Greed is something, you know, we want, yeah? We like, yeah? And hate is something we dislike, yeah? So, we like something about this body, whatever goes in, and we dislike something of the body, whatever comes out, yeah? And when we open the body, you know, what happens, you know? Are there some doctors here who study your medicine, yeah? Who opened up a corpse, yeah? When you open up the corpse the first time, you either throw up, yeah? Or you fall unconscious, yeah? To see the reality of this body, yeah? If not, try it out, yeah? Go to medical school, you know, and open up a corpse, yeah? The best thing is to open up a bloated corpse. And that is what we cherish, no? You don't cherish, you know, the hair, yeah? How much money do we spend of making the hair, yeah? We're going to the hairdresser, yeah? He dresses us up, our hair, yeah? Washes it, you know, because otherwise it becomes filthy. You know, try not to wash your hair, you know, for 1 month, you know, yeah? Or even 2 months or 3 months, you know, it gets completely filthy, huh? No? Where's the dirt coming from? From inside. That's why we open up the body and look inside, yeah? Yeah? And you like to, what you see? No? And that is where our dislikes and, you know, likes and dislikes come from. Yeah? We love everything, you know. I mean, when we take a shower, you know, then we love it, you know. 2 hours later, you sweat again, you know, and we dislike it. Yeah. And when we open up, you know, when we open up the body, you know, and we look inside, yeah. I mean, just take the skin off. Huh? Would you take photos of your loved one? Huh? Without skin? Huh? And hang it up, you know, in the gallery, show it to your friends? Huh? Just take the skin off, yeah? And how do you look? Yeah? Everybody looks the same, yeah? Huh? And when you remove the skin, when you take a scalpel, you know, and slice it up, you know, and slowly remove the skin, yeah? Next time you stand in front of the mirror, you know, look at it, yeah? You don't have to do it really, but, you know, imagination is quite vivid, yeah? Huh? Remove the skin, you know, what do you see? Yeah, is that what you like? Huh? But now, how long do you stand in front of the mirror, you know, make up, yeah? Huh? Comb the hair, you know, I mean, dress the hair, you know, and do everything, you know, to your face. This facial lotion, that facial, that makeup, yeah? I always ask, you know, makeup for what? Huh? For what? We use makeup for what, yeah? For hiding the deficiencies of our body. Yeah? That's why we use clothes, you know, to hide the deficiency of the body. Yeah? Some people think, you know, they have beautiful looks, they have to show them. Yeah? Yeah? So they don't hide them, but the rest they do hide. Yeah? But whatever is not nice, we hide under clothes. Yeah? Whatever nice, what we think is nice, we show off. Huh? No? Huh? No? The truth is hard to swallow, yeah? Make up for what? You know, I like this word, you know? Make up for the deficiencies of our body, you know? Same with the hair, hairstyle. You know how many different hairstyles, yeah? Now the Asians, you know, I mean, use coloring their hair, you know? Sometimes it's red, you know? Sometimes it's blue, sometimes it's green, you know? I mean, yeah? The natural hair is black, isn't it? Yeah. Only the Europeans or North Europeans, you know, have blonde hair, yeah? And everybody envies it, so that, you know, I mean, the Asians see it, oh, I want to have blonde hair, so I make my hair blonde, yeah? For what? Huh? Ask yourself, for what? Huh? Why do we need to show off this body? Huh? Any answer? I mean, so many people sitting there, you know, and there's no answer why we need to show off our body. Yeah? No answer?
Sexual attraction.
Yeah, she got it. Attracting the other sex, yeah? Hmm? Men do the same thing, not only women, yeah? Women have their way, men have their ways, yeah? And it's in life. Huh? When you look at it, you know, sometimes look at these meeting places, you know, the cafes, you know, whatever, yeah. I don't know, we used to go to discos, but you know, that was the meeting place. And then you see this, you know, huh? Sexual attraction, yeah. And that is, you know, sexual attraction is the worst, you know, is the most strongest sensual desire that we have, yeah. And we have to cut down. And so how do we cut down? By showing the opposite. Huh? By tearing off the skin, you know, and then say, are you still attracted? Huh? Nobody will be attracted, you know, to a body without skin, yeah? Or even having a skin out of glass, yeah? I mean, yeah? Attracted, you know, the men are attracted to women, the women are attracted to men, you know, and you know, I mean, you take the skin away and there's no attraction anymore. Yeah? And that's what we do, you know, that's what the monks normally do for a super practice, yeah? We either, you know, dig up the shit, you know, inside of the stomach, you know, yeah? Look at it, you know, or, you know, take off the skin, and then there's no sexual attraction, yeah? And the moment we stop it, comes back. So we do it again. End it again, end it again, end it again. Yeah? Until you know, understand, you know, I mean, what is it? Yeah? So, yeah, we look at the body, you know. The first thing is, you know, we look at what comes in and what goes out. Yeah? I mean, that we have to get... get down on this illusion that we have about this body, that the body is something nice and beautiful. Yeah? It's not nice and beautiful. Yeah? It's only the skin that is the big deceiver. Yeah? Take off the skin and look underneath the skin, you know, what do you see? Ugh. Grease, you know, I mean this yellow grease, you know, bubbling, you know, with lots of, you know, white bubbles, you know. And what is this, you know? It's called fat. Yeah? Body fat. Yeah? Some people love it, you know, when they slaughter, you know, slaughter a pig, you know, I mean, pig skin, yeah, I mean, Chinese loves pig skin, you know. I have some Chinese friends, you know, in Udon, you know, he can't, you know, I mean, he constantly eats his pig skin, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's nothing different, you know, it's just fried, you know. Okay, take off your skin and fry it and maybe you like it. You like to eat it, yeah? No. We have to get rid of the illusion about this body that it is something nice, yeah? Because the kilesas are attached to it, and that is actually where all our greed and hatred is rooted, where our likes and dislikes are, yeah, rooted, yeah? We like something about the body, and we don't like something about the body. So that's where greed and hatred comes in, yeah? So we have to dig down, you know, down to the reality of this body, yeah? When you look at it, yeah? I mean, when you look at the body, you know, you feed everything nice, you know, beautiful, you know, tasteful, you know, everything comes out, you know, one color, one smell, you know, I mean, would you be able to sell this product in Singapore? No? I mean, this body is nothing like a chemical factory, you know, that turns everything that is beautiful and nice into something that is shitty. Yeah? No? But we flush it away very quickly, you know. I saw, you know, the toilets, you know, in Singapore are very deep, so you can't even see the shit. In Thailand, they're not so deep. In Germany, you see it very clearly, yeah? You see whatever comes out, yeah? Because it lays there, it doesn't go into the water. Only when you flush it off, you know, it goes into the water. There where you see it very clearly what comes out of the body. But in Singapore, you know, they try to hide it as deep as possible. Yeah. That is the truth about it, you know. I mean, get realized, yeah. And if you have very sexual desires, yeah, normally the sexual desires, you know, come with an image, yeah. Or imagination. Then turn this imagination into something that is ugly and disgusting and your sexual desire is gone for that moment. Try it out. No, we don't like that. We like this excitement. We like the pumping of the heart, huh? Yeah, he's still young, you know, so. But for the older ones, you know, they know it, you know. I mean, this excitement is not anything anymore that we really so much like, yeah. But that is the way to do it, you know. You turn something that is beautiful into something that is disgusting, yeah. But you can do the same thing, you know. I mean, when there's a lot of anger coming out about something, you turn it into something beautiful and then the anger is gone. I mean, that is the whole trick, you know, that is the purpose of the asupa or loathsomeness meditation, yeah. I mean, to get down, you know, on what, yeah, greed and hatred are based, yeah. Huh? They are based on our likes and dislikes. So, and when there's some like coming up, we turn it into something that we dislike, yeah. And if there's some dislike coming up, then we turn it something that we like. It's easy, you know, and then you see, you know, it's just a mechanism, yeah? It has nothing to do with any kind of reality. The reality is that we make out of it, yeah? We make out of it, you know, this is beautiful or that is not beautiful, you know? Actually, you know, nothing is beautiful and nothing is disgusting, yeah? But at the moment we still think, you know, things are beautiful and things are disgusting, yeah? And that's why our anger and that's why our greed comes, yeah? We want nice things, you know, and we loathe, you know, things that are not beautiful, yeah? Or disgusting, yeah? So, that is what we are going to learn, yeah? And we have to learn it for a long, long time. So we have to dig in the body, yeah? We have to dig in the body, you know, take away the skin, yeah? And then take away, you know, take away the fat, you know, and then take away the flesh, you know, and then we see all this blood and this pus, you know, coming up. Oh, I mean, have you ever seen it, you know? I mean, some of the doctors have seen it, yeah? Is it nice? Huh? No. Huh? I mean, I've seen so many, you know, I had so many doctor friends, you know, who started, you know, the first time, you know, when they came out of the first autopsy, yeah. Well, terrible, yeah. I mean, most of them threw up. Just by looking at the body, you know. Why do you think a surgeon cannot operate on his wife? He would never touch it again. He asked his friend, you know, please have surgery on my wife, yeah? Because, you know, I mean, if he sees that mess, you know, I mean, this image will never fade away, yeah? And whenever he looks at her, you know, he sees that mess, yeah? That why nowadays, I mean, before, you know, surgery was done, you know, with the green cloth that was over, you know, over the part where you, yeah? Yeah, it was done, you know, I mean, you open up the body and you saw the mess, yeah? Now they place, you know, so that they can't see it, you know, see just little bits of this mess, yeah? They protect themselves, yeah? No, I mean, it's disgusting, you know, you throw up and you see it, you know? So, why do you love this body so much, huh? Think about it, you know, because, you know, all our troubles come from this body. All our greed, all our hate, you know, comes, you know, is within the realm of the body, and we have to, you know, we have to dissect it, yeah? I mean, when you look at your life, I mean, all of your life, you know, you were running away from the dukkha and running after sukha, yeah? No? Or did you, you know, when you saw something disgusting, oh, that is so nice, you know, just like in the German show, oh, I have to investigate it, you know, is it really shit, you know, does it smell like shit, does it taste like shit, huh? Yeah? No, we don't do that, yeah? We see it, you know, and we don't even investigate if it's real. Maybe it was chocolate, yeah? No, yeah, and we look the other way, you know, huh? We look for McDonald's or hamburger or whatever, you know, steak, you know, or fish, fried fish, you know, shrimps or whatever, you know, we look the other way, yeah, huh? So we never really got in touch with the disgusting things in life, yeah, that's why we have to balance the scale, yeah, in order to balance the scale, now we have to look at the disgusting things, yeah, and see, yeah, see what they are for, yeah? Open up the body, you know, look in the stomach, yeah? Sometimes you know the contents of your stomach when you throw up, yeah? You like to eat that again? No, not really. You don't even like to eat the things, you know? I mean, you have some very nice, tasty food, you just put it in the mouth and then you spit it out? No? Why not? It's still nice food, you know, it still tastes, you know, it has nothing. But it has gotten in touch with this body, with this filthy body. And that's why we don't like it. Huh? It has gotten in touch with the spittle, you know, just in the mouth, you know. We haven't even chewed it, you know, and we spit it out and we don't want to eat it again. Huh? That's how dirty this body is. Or that's how dirty we think this body is. Huh? Try it next time. To see it, yeah? I mean, if you put it back, you know, there's no problem, you know. I mean, it's still healthy food, yeah? Huh? But we just don't like it, yeah? The spittle that we have in our mouth, you know, we put it in our hand, you know, and wait for 5 minutes, yeah? And then want to lick it up, we don't. No? Yeah? Why not? Huh? It stinks. Whatever, you know, whatever comes in touch with the body, whatever comes out of the body is disgusting. Yeah? And we have to learn this. Yeah? So we have to balance the scale. Remember this. Yeah? I mean, all our life we were hankering after the nice things, you know. Now we have to look at the bad things, you know, the disgusting things, the disgusting nature. Yeah? Of all the things, yeah. I mean, what do you do, you know? I mean, I assume, you know, that the women like flowers, yeah? What do you do with rotten flowers? You like to have them around? No, yeah? The moment, you know, I mean, they go down, you know, I mean, you put them in the trash can, yeah? You don't even want to smell it, yeah? What happens to the food, you know? You prepare food, you know, and the rest of the food, what happens to that? Have you looked at it? Huh? Oh, It stinks. Huh? I mean, just after one day, you know, it starts to ferment and then stink, you know, and yeah, disgusting. But you put it in your mouth. I mean, you prepare the food, you know, and the rest of it, you know, you throw away, you know. So what is the difference? Even if you know, I mean, if you leave half of the plate, you know, and put it somewhere, you know, I mean, it's disgusting if you don't put it in the fridge. Yeah? It's eaten up by the bacteria, you know, and starts to smell and stink, you know, and it's even dangerous for our body. Yeah. So, yeah. Look at the disgusting things. Yeah, look at, yeah. I mean, don't throw it off immediately. Don't throw it out immediately. Look at, you know, how these things decay. Yeah. How the flowers decay, how the rest of, you know, of our preparing the food decays, you know, how, it smells nice, yeah. No? Yeah? Look at this, yeah. See it, yeah. And open up the body, you know, and see it, yeah. I mean, what is in there, you know, what is so beautiful, yeah. I mean, look at the blood, you know, look at, you know, the poos, look at, you know, all these things, you know, these filthy things, yeah. Or try to have the heart in your hand, you know. And take it out, you know. And look. Huh? Quivering, you know, and slimy, huh? Yeah. It's not nice, but we love it. We love our heart. As long as it is inside and we don't see it. Yeah. As long as these things are inside and we don't see it, we love it, yeah? The moment we see it, we are disgusted, yeah? And that is the whole idea about lawlessness of the body, yeah? First, you know, first understand it, you know, to balance, you know, to balance it, you know, to balance out the lawlessness with, you know, with the beautiful, yeah? And to see, you know, what is actually the difference between the, yeah? Between the loathsomeness and, yeah, and the not so loathsomeness, yeah, and the beautiful, yeah. What's the difference? Yeah, where's the difference? Yeah, here. It's in the mind. Because neither is beautiful nor is it disgusting. It's just the nature of things, yeah, and that is what we have to understand. Yeah, so we have to balance it. We have to balance it out, you know, and then, you know, go through the middle, and that will be the end of greed and hate, yeah. But in order to do that, you know, we have to bring it up constantly, you know, the loathsomeness of the body, and especially, you know, if desires comes up, if dislikes come up, I mean, yeah, or likes come up, you know, we balance it, we swap it with something that is disgusting, yeah. That is the whole trait, yeah. And you do that for years and years and years, you know, until it is more or less balanced, or even if it shoots over, that is fine, yeah. Some people, you know, our tradition, you know, I mean, when they contemplate the food, you know, and see, you know, what is going to happen to them and happen to it in the stomach, you know, they don't want to eat it anymore. Yeah. But that is not a problem. We can balance it, yeah? I mean, that is the whole idea. to replace something that is beautiful, you know, with something that is disgusting. But first of all, we have to produce these images, huh? So we have to go, you know? We close our eyes and go into the body, you know, take off the skin, you know, or look at the heart or look at the lungs, you know, have them vivid in front of us, you know, and dissect them and burn them up, you know, or whatever comes to mind to see, you know, what it is, yeah? And what is the difference between the lung and the heart? Where's the difference, you know, in the structure? Or the veins, you know, what are they made of? Yeah? Where does all this body come from? Huh? Ever ask yourself? Huh? Come from a simple cell. And then it grows, you know, it grows into the various organs. So it's made out of the same... How do you call it? The same elements, yeah? Everything, the hair, yeah? I mean, when you investigate the hair, why does it suddenly come out of this part of the skin and it doesn't come out of the other parts of the skin? You would like to have a nice beard like the Pharaohs, you know, I mean, but it doesn't come off. Others don't, you know, I mean, some of us, you know, I mean, when we come from the West, we don't like this beard, you know, I mean, we want to get rid of it, yeah. Other people like a beard, you know, they want to have it, but they can't have it, yeah. So we have to shave every day. So that is, where is it coming from? I mean, there's skin and then suddenly, you know, something, you know, I mean, look at it, you know, and investigate the hair, take it out, you know, and then look at it, what is the nature of the hair, yeah. It grows and grows, you know, and look at it, yeah. The same thing, you know, suddenly, you know, nails are coming out of somewhere. Huh? You have foot nails, you have finger nails, you know, where are they coming from? They're growing out of the skin suddenly, yeah. All these things, yeah. I mean, look at it, yeah. And do we like that, you know, I mean, I know, you know, the females, you know, like to polish their nails and paint their nails, you know, and things like that, yeah. I mean, but, you know, when there's dirt underneath the nails, we find it disgusting, yeah. So we have to constantly cut the nails, yeah. We have to take care of these things. We have to cut the hair, you know, we have to wash the hair, we have to wash this body every day. You're not getting tired of it? Huh? Feed it every day, work for it every day, you know. I mean, you're not tired of it, you want to have a new body, yeah. I mean, the elders, yes, yes, yeah, my body is failing, you know, I want to have a new body, you know. But I want to have the body of a 20-year-old. I don't want to go the first 20 years, isn't it? when we think about the next life, isn't it, yeah. We think about 18, 19, 20, you know, we don't want the first part. And we don't want the last part. Huh? Yeah. That's it, you know. I mean, we want when the body is strong and healthy, you know, and so on. Yeah. We don't want to train the body for the first 18 years, and we don't want to wait for death for the last, you know, 30 years, yeah, when it's failing and failing and failing even more. Yeah. It's like an old car, you know. The older the car gets, the more it needs to go to the repair shop. Yeah? No? Yeah? The older our body gets, the more we need to go to the hospital or to the doctor. Yeah? Until it completely fails, and that's what we call death. Yeah? So get to understand, you know, I mean, close your eyes, you know, and take your body apart. Yeah? One thing, you know, I told you, it's not so much about your super practice, you know, but this time, you know, we do the asupa practice. We take the parts out, you know, hold it in our hand, you know, and then put it there, you know, or dissect it, you know. Professionals can dissect it, you know, and they take, you know, and look, you know, look at the structure, yeah. This time you take the lungs, next time you take the heart, and, or, you know, you take the stomach, you know, or gallbladder or whatever, you know, and look what it is in, yeah. Gallbladder, you know, and the veins, you know, whatever, yeah. Go through a tour, you know, Lungda Mahabodhi taught us, you know, I mean, close your eyes, you know, make a tour through the body, whatever part of the body interests you, that you concentrate on until you see it with your inner eyes, and then you start to dissect it, yeah. and the more you do these kind of things, the less greed and hate becomes, yeah. But the Kilesas won't give up very easily. Yeah? when you do this kind of a super practice or lovesomeness of the body, yeah, I mean, while you're doing it, you're completely calm. You see things as real, you know. You see these things. Yeah? But when you come out of this practice, I mean, you easily get angered. Huh? The Kilesas don't like it, you know. Huh? Huh? You see somebody doing something wrong. And then all the hate comes out, yeah? All the anger comes out, yeah? That means your practice is doing correctly, but don't do it in front of your family, yeah? And your friends. They won't understand, yeah? Yeah? And it comes out because we destroy the favorite tool of the Kilesas. We destroy the attachment to this favorite tool. It's just like, you know, I mean, if you have children, you take their favorite toy away, what do? They get angry, yeah? Yeah, so we take the favorite tool of the kilesas away, the body. Yeah, that's the favorite tool. That's the absolutely favorite tool. Yeah, that's why it's so difficult. Yeah, so we destroy it, you know, and the more we destroy it, the more angry they get. Yeah, and then we learn how to deal with anger, just like we learned how to deal with pain. Yeah. Okay, understood. Yeah, is it more or less understood? Yeah. Takes a long time. Yeah. I said, you know, when I was in the West, you know, I was practicing. I mean, for 4 or 6 years, you know, in the West, you know, nobody taught a super practice, because they all think, you know, we shouldn't, you know, the body is the body, you know, we shouldn't harm the body, you know. They even said, you know, we shouldn't make something, yeah, that is so beautiful, disgusting. Yeah. I actually know. You just need to look at it and you find it disgusting. We don't have to make the body disgusting. We find it disgusting. The moment you look at the shit, you find it disgusting. The moment you look at the sweat, you find it disgusting. Yeah? You don't have to do it. Yeah? You don't have to change something. But the Western mind is like that. Oh, the body is so beautiful. We don't have to do it. You know, we don't have to make it disgusting. No. We find it disgusting. We ourselves, you know, and the doctor knows, open, yeah, throws up, yeah, or falls unconscious. Yeah. It is disgusting. The nature of the body is disgusting. We don't have to make anything disgusting. We just want to look at the truth of it. Understood? Yeah. So when I came to Pantat, and after 6 years, you know, I came to Pantat after couldn't find any answers in the West, you know, I mean, Lungta Mahabhor was only teaching about a super practice, loathsomeness of the body, you know, and then I tried it, you know, it's difficult. For some people it is easy, because they have done that in the previous life, you know. Within a week, you know, I mean, I was amazed, you know, some of the students who came, yeah, within a week they could actually see every part of their body, yeah? Oh, yeah, it took me 9 months, you know, 9 months of 10, 12 hours a day of practice, you know, in order to be able to see the inner parts of the body, yeah? And then you can start, you know, to dissect it, to see, you know, yeah? For some people it might be easy because you have done in the previous life, you know, and for some people it might be as hard as for me, you know, or even harder, yeah? Okay, understood, yeah? Huh? The important thing is, you know, I mean, we want to balance, yeah, we want to balance, you know, loathsomeness, you know, and beauty, you know, I mean, greed and hatred, we want to balance it, you know, to see it, and we want to understand the mechanism that we have when we see something beautiful, you know, our desire comes up, when we see something ugly, our anger comes up. We want to understand that. So when something disgusting comes up, we turn it, you know, because I mean, our imagination is so great, yeah? I mean, all our life we live in these imaginations, so we can use it now. Huh? We imagine something that is disgusting to be beautiful and our anger is gone, yeah? Huh? Or we imagine something that is beautiful, you know, into something that is disgusting, our desire is gone. This mechanism we have to understand, that is a vital part, you know, of the practice. Okay? So, any questions? Can you speak slowly that I can catch up with the Singlish? Yeah, that's right. Yes. Yeah. Not wisdom, because we develop wisdom with it. We have a certain amount of sati or samadhi concentration that we don't latch on other people. Yeah. Yeah. Wisdom, we develop wisdom with this. The more we understand, you know, about the nature of the body, about the nature of beautiful or disgusting, you know, I mean, the more wisdom we create, yeah? So, but the anger comes up because the Kilesas, you know, cannot use the favorite tool to their, yeah, to their advantage, yeah. I mean, they paint a nice picture of a very handsome man, you know, and then you go for it, you know, and then you turn that man into something, you know, that is, you know, a monster, you know, and then suddenly there's no interest, you know, and then the Kilesas don't have any power over you. Yeah? And that's why they get angry. Yeah? Because you destroy their power that they have over you to command you around, yeah? And they constantly command you around, yeah? They tell you this you should do this, you should like this, you should dislike that, you know, and so on. 24 hours a day, yeah? And now you slowly destroy the power of them, and the more you destroy the power of them, the more Dhamma has the power, yeah? Okay? Quite what? Connected, yeah? Yeah, so? You don't really put them down. I mean, this is all done in our imagination. I mean, you don't cut out your heart and put it there, yeah? I understand your point, but you know, it is not valid. Yeah. I mean, medicine will work for, you know, for 95% of the people, yeah? So there will be not, you know, Chinese medicine, you know, I mean, it's normally considered very great, yeah? So, I mean, they see all this, you know, what the Western medicine doesn't see, yeah? So they see the interconnectedness and they can heal much more, you know, than, I mean, a traditional Chinese doctor, then can heal much more than these Western, yeah, I mean, arrogant doctors, yeah? Who think they know everything. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. But it has nothing to do with our practice, yeah? Our practice doesn't make the body weaker. Actually, it makes it stronger. Because the kilesas who are using constantly our body are getting weaker. Yeah? I mean, if you... one time, you know, I mean... Lungda Mahaboy, you know, he came around, he made his round, you know, and looked what his monks were doing, you know, every day at least twice, you know, sometimes even three times a day. So he came up to your kuti and see if you do walking meditation or sitting meditation. And one time I was really sick. I mean, I was coming down with a fever and, you know, I mean, my whole head was full of, you know, of a cold, you know. And then he stood and looked at me and said, Come on, try it, yeah? And then I sat up in meditation and 8 hours later, you know, everything was gone. Yeah. That is the power of the mind. Yeah? If you go into the sickness and feel sick and, you know, feel sorry for yourself, you know, make it even stronger, yeah? But if you, you know, overcome it, you know, don't pay any attention to it, then the body has, you know, in these 8 hours has the time to heal itself. Yeah? That is, should be also a part of the Chinese medicine. Huh? No, we don't love this body enough, but we use it. Okay, understood? Yeah? Oh, there's at the moment there are some nice pictures, you know. I mean, bombing in Gaza, you know, or the Taliban, you know, cutting off with a knife, you know, their head, you know. Oh,
the time is right when you're not around other people. try not to be around other people, you know. Huh? Or if you are very good, you know, very good sati, you know, I mean, then see the anger coming up and then deal with the anger instantly. Yeah. But we normally don't do this practice, you know, when we are around our friends or family. Yeah. Because you never know in which way it comes out. Yeah. The anger latches onto something, you know, that we normally don't latch onto, you know, and suddenly, you know, boom, it's like a burst, you know. So, I mean, do it, you know, do it when you're on retreat, you know, right? When other people, you know, when there are no people around you, that is where you really do it. You really dig it in, yeah.
You know, what you mentioned is really about overcoming grief and anger using the technology of the ants falling from the ceiling. And for human beings, we cannot be like an ant to let go of the anger and grief, like the ant falling from the ceiling. So we have to do it slowly by climbing down from the wall and then onto the floor. And so that's why you have a method of overcoming grief to use the something that a grief arises. For example, we see a gay woman on the street. So we use the Asupa to tell us that, oh, it's see the lung, see the intestine, everything. So to so called to curtail our sexual desires. And then
we don't want to control the anger, yeah? I mean, we want to understand what is anger, just like we want to understand what is pain. So we do the same kind of investigation as we did for pain or other kind of feelings, yeah? I mean, that's why I said the pain investigation is very important, you know, to understand what is pain, to accept the pain, you know, feel the pain, you know, and look for the source of the pain. And that's the same thing for other feelings, you know, other feelings that that come on strong. So, like anger or lust, you know. We can look at lust, you know, and see it, investigate it, and see what is the point. The asupa practice, you know, brings up this anger, and then we use this kind of anger, not to destroy it again, but we use this anger, you know, to investigate, you know, what is anger. Yeah? Because it has nothing. We see it very clearly. It has nothing to do with what we latch out onto, yeah? Because that is, you know, like the child has their hand in the fire and looks out when, you know, what it can see, yeah? No, we look now at the burning of the hand and it withdraws, yeah? So we look at the anger, we look at the cause of the anger, and the cause of the anger because, you know, I mean, we got disillusioned. I mean, your anger comes up, you know, every one of you, you know, gets angry when somebody disillusions you, or disappoints you, yeah? When somebody takes, you know, a favorite view of yourself, that you're very smart, and then somebody says you're dumb. Yeah, you're dumb. Yeah? I mean, that destroys the illusion about yourself. Yeah? So you get angry. No? Normally, yes. And that's the same thing. So you look at anger, you know, understand, you know, anger, and it comes out because some of the illusions about the body are destroyed, yeah? We don't destroy the body, we destroy the illusion that we have about this body. And that makes us angry. Just like any kind of illusion that we have about ourselves is destroyed and makes us automatically angry. No? Anybody gets not angry, you know, somebody comes, you know, and tells us something that we, you know, we believe we are not. Huh? I doubt it. Okay, understood?
So, maybe I can give an example of anger arising. For example, this morning, when I was walking to the temple, so there's a using this as an example. So how do I overcome the anger that has arisen?
I mean, the anger comes because of your wrong views, of your expectations. You expect other people to behave like you want them to behave. That's why your anger comes up. Yeah? It's because of your wrong expectations, because of your wrong views. Yeah, that's why the anger comes up. So, I mean, you investigate it, you know, what is it, you know? First you feel the anger and then you look for the cause of the anger and then you will come down. It is wrong view or it is expectation. Your expectations were not fulfilled. Yeah? And that's what is normally causing us constantly anger, yeah? Or displeasure, yeah? Okay?
That means I was expecting that this slight face, as it was slightly towards me,
yeah, but that is your expectations, yeah? Yeah? That is your expectations of other people that they respect you, yeah? And then you can go even further and then you see, okay, this is an expectation, you know? I mean, I have no control of what other people are doing. I only have the control over what I'm doing. But, you know, I mean, huh? Then I ask, you know, oh, other people don't respect me. Do I actually respect other people? Because that is the main cause then. Huh? You have no respect for other people. That's why, you know, you pick out on people who don't have respect for you. I mean, sometimes in some of the talks, you know, I talk about the mirror, where we look in the mirror and see ourselves. When we look at another person, we see all these bad things that we have within ourselves, yeah? They are the mirror of myself, yeah? Whatever I don't like about them, you know, is within me. That's painful. Once you get, you know, really, once you really get down and investigate this, you know, I can't accept it. You know, sometimes it takes, it took me 3 months, yeah, can't accept it, or 3 weeks, yeah, can't accept it. Yes, you are like it. No, I'm not like this. Yes, you are like this. No, I'm not like this. You know, it's a constant fight. Yeah, after 3 weeks, okay, yes, I accept it. And then it's gone. Then you don't have this view anymore because you accept it, you know, that you are just the same thing and then you correct it, yeah? Okay? It's tough, you know, sometimes tough practice. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so happy about us
What did you ask? Can you translate it into English? What?
She saw a picture of Shambhala in meditation.
Yeah.
She got very frightened and she feel that she can't proceed further.
So you felt frightened, you know, when you started to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah? I mean, then investigate fear. When you see the fear coming up, yeah? You then stop the asupa for the moment and investigate what is fear. What are you afraid of? You're afraid of destroying something, you know, you're afraid of destroying an illusion that you have, yeah? Huh? I mean, sometimes, you know, even when we have a self-view that is, you know, I mean, that we really like, you know, and I just told you, you know, I mean, no, I'm not like this. Yes, you are. No, I'm not like this. Yes, you are. You know, I mean, that is destroying, you know, one self-view, yeah? About me, you know, that I think I'm not like this person, yeah? I'm not like, you know, not cross like this person, you know? And then just see it within yourself. And of course, yes, there is some fear coming up to destroy these illusions that we have about ourselves. So first you go into the fear, investigate fear, and then you go back into asupa practice, you know, look at these images, and see, you know, what brings up this fear. Because there's something behind, yeah? You understand? No, not yet. But, you know, I... but at least you have a way how to deal with it, yeah? Yeah. Can somebody explain?
So she says that the reason why she wants to practice Asura meditation is to let go of her attachment to someone who has ordained as a Buddhist monk. So she finds herself thinking of herself tearing apart his skin. So is this...
A what? A skin?
Like removing his skin.
Yeah.
Doing Asura.
Yeah.
Is it a bad thing to practice in this way?
No. No. But you have to remove the skin from the object you're attached to. It works also on you, you know, but, you know, it works better on, you know, I mean, but, I mean, investigate also the lingering attachment to this person, you know, who has become a monk. What can he give you that you don't have? Huh? There's nothing he can give you. There's nothing he can provide you with something that you do not have within yourself. So look for the things, you know. I mean, picture this relationship, you know, and look, what is he giving you what you don't have? Yeah? And then you become very clear, he cannot give me anything that I do not have within myself. Yeah? So you become independent, you know, of any kind of partner that you need, that you think you need, yeah? And then you can do the asupa practice, yeah? But first, investigate the lingering attachment to this person, yeah? What is it about him, you know? I mean, picture all the situations you went through with him. What is he actually giving you, you know? What made you feel happy or made you feel attached to him? Okay? What can happen? Where is what?
The change in perception, as like, for example, you experience very strong sexual desire. Then suddenly, is it possible for you to act on me? For the sexual desire to react on me?
Yeah, it can happen very abruptly, you know, if you have practiced it for a long, long time. Then suddenly, you know, I mean, sometimes, you know, when I practice asupa, I went to the sala and didn't see human beings, I saw only skeletons. Have you ever seen a skeleton eating? So funny, yeah? Or, you know, a woman's skeleton and a man's skeleton, you know, I mean, clocking together, you know, I mean... Yeah, that can happen, but only if you practice this kind of, yeah? I mean, if you practice, you know, tearing off the skin, then, you know, suddenly, you know, it can appear after a long time, you know, that you only see people without skin, yeah? Or if you practice, you know, like I practice, you know, sometimes skeletons, you know, then I see only skeletons, yeah? You never get angry at a skeleton. Of course it is in your mind, it's in your imagination. And the people, you don't change people, you know, you change your image about people, you change your image, yeah? I mean, we live in a world of imagination, yeah? So we change our imagination, you know, to match reality, yeah? So that's where it happens, you know, in your imagination, yeah? I mean, we don't even know what we see. Yeah? It's a memory who tells us, you know what we see. Yeah? You really don't know what you see. You see color and form. Yeah, that's it. And then, you know, the rest, you know, of our thought, imagination makes out a person. Yeah, or an animal or things like that. See? Okay. So, last question. About investigation pain, yeah?
Yes,
yeah? Yeah? Yeah, that's a different kind of pain. That is a different kind of pain. No, no. I'm not talking about pinching or sticking a needle in there or cutting up, yeah? Because if you cut up, you know, I mean, even if you get up, you know, the pain does not disappear. Huh? I'm talking about the magic pain. Yeah, yeah, that pain that we think it is in the body. Yeah? Yeah? I mean, that's why I said, you know, I mean, you sit, you know, you sit in this seat, you know, eat with your friend and chat for hours and hours and you don't feel any pain. But the moment you sit 20 minutes in meditation in the same kind of seat, you know, it's excruciating pain. Yeah? So, that's what we investigate. You know, what is this kind of pain? Where is it coming from? Yeah. No, it's not okay. I mean, normally, you know, I found it very helpful, you know, to pause at each, and looking at the path, because I wanted to be concentrated. If I can do it, just one path to be with the Buddha or with the breath. Yeah. And I found out, you know, that this kind of, each time we turn around, the determination, I mean, brings us so quickly into upacara samadhi, it is amazing, yeah? Instead of, you know, walking around, you know, turning around, walking, turning, walking, turning, walking, turning. And in circles, you know, it is even worse, you know, I mean, you get lost in your thoughts instantly. And you don't have a stopping point. When we turn around, we have a point, you know, where we actually stop and where we could actually make a new determination, yeah? And it's up to you if you make a determination. I find it very helpful, yeah? Just this one path and the end of the path, where did I lose my Buddha, yeah? I mean, it's in the middle of the path, you know? Sometimes I manage it, you know, close to the end of the path, and sometimes it's already lost, you know, I mean, after two or three steps, yeah? Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah, 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 but you know, your sati is not developed, you know, your sati will, you know, will be staying on the breath even if you make a short break, you know, when you turn around. Yeah? So, develop the sati more, yeah? Huh? I mean, try it, you know, try it out, you don't have to do it, you know. I said it is helpful, you know, for getting very, very quick, good concentration, you know, if you just determine one path, yeah? I remember I didn't do that in the beginning, you know, I was just walking, you know, and then, I remember in England walking, you know, and then after 40 minutes, you know, I mean, I got so bored with walking, you know, and I said, oh, yeah, what the hell, you know. So I asked the Kilesas, are you bored? Yeah? Yeah, we are bored, yeah? Yeah, we want to stop walking. So, okay, go, get out, you know, and let me do the walking, and you can grumble, you know, as long as you want, you know, but I do the walking, you know, and then I walked, you know, for hours. Yeah? Hmm? And sometimes you have to direct them, you know. Yeah? There are two powers in our mind, you know. You can address this power and say, then Achilles, just get out, you know, and leave me alone, yeah. I want to walk, yeah. If you want to grumble, grumble, you know, but you know, leave me, let me alone, you know, do my walking meditation or do my sitting meditation, yeah. That's not schizophrenia, yeah. There are really two powers in our mind, yeah. Okay, so it's enough. You can ask the questions in the evening, you know, if you have some. I do want to get some food as well, yeah.